From out of the West comes Red Rider, America's famous fighting cowboy.
There's trouble brewing long Mesa way, so ride, little beaver. Front that pony.
You betcha. Get him up, Rappoose. Get along.
Come on, Thunder, hit that trail.
The Adventures of Red Rider. Rider and Little Beaver shook the dust of Elkhorn off their boots when Rocky Kilbane and his gun hands were locked safely in jail. Heading for home, America's famous fighting cowboy is taking a well-earned rest when he receives a letter from his old friend Jim Cody, telling Red that Mesa Valley cattlemen are being subjected to nightly raids.
What's saying in that letter, Red Rider?
It's from Jim Cody, Little Beaver, over in Mesa. And if what he says is true, every one of the ranchers over there is badly in need of help.
We go him over to Mesa, Red Rider?
Just as soon as we can pack our blanket rolls.
Good. Roll to Mesa, go him by reservation. Maybe we stop him off and see him if Little Poker won't go him with us,
huh? Well, no, I guess I have been forgetting about your girlfriend. So if Chief Clearwater hasn't any objections, I'd say that you just made yourself a deal.
Yeah. Maybe if Little Poker will come with us, I have him company while you try and help Mr. Cody.
Cody, you're acting like a fool. You got one of the biggest spreads around here, and still you're talking about the settlers on the other side of the hill.
I'd be a fool if I joined in with you, Craven. I don't care who they are. Everybody's entitled to water. And no one's going to get me to join a monopoly to freeze everybody out while there's still a breath in my body.
I got an idea. If you keep talking like that, before you know it, you'll be drawing your last breath.
You don't scare me none, Craven. I know you and your kind from way back. You wouldn't dare go for your gun while you're facing me.
Oh, no. Well, I...
Yeah, maybe that'll teach you to keep your hands where they belong, right?
Yeah. Well, I know where my hands belong now.
No. Blakey! Let him have it with that bottle.
Right, or you sneaking sidewind.
Get his gun, Blinky.
Yeah.
All right, Craven. There's no sense trying to fight you with your bodyguards around. But I promise you one thing. You'll never get my ranch in that combine of yours. And without it, you haven't got a chance of keeping the water from the settlers on the other side of the hill.
I got other ideas about that, Cody. When I get an idea, I generally see it's carried out.
Before I'm through with you, Craven, you'll wish you'd never heard of Jim Cody.
Grace, you're not going to let him walk out of here like that, are you?
Walking out and getting home are two different things.
What do you mean?
That old buzzard is living his last day.
Just say the word, and I'll fill him full of lead right from here.
Oh, no. The way he's going to kick off is going to look nice and natural. That little bridge across Groundhog Canyon, you know the one.
Yeah.
It's a drop of over 1,000 feet.
Yeah.
And it's the only way you can get home driving that buggy of his.
Yeah, I get you, boss. That bridge is going to give way, huh? And when they find Cody, he's going to be dead of a natural fall.
Well, he won't be if you keep hanging around here anymore. Now get two of the boys and cut over the hills. Bring some sledges and saws with you. And when Cody hits that bridge, I got an idea that's going to be the end of our troubles.
That's plenty, boys. That's plenty. That bridge won't hold a hummingbird now. Come on, let's get out of here. Old man Cody ought to be along any minute now. Get up here. Get up. Come on. Get up.
Got your tongue?
What you mean, cat?
I mean you haven't said a word to Little Poco in the last half hour.
I don't care, Red Rider. You either have Brave who only talk and got something to say.
And I don't blame you. Any man who'd... Oh, Thunder. Rain up, kids.
Look 'em, Red Rider. Little bridge out.
And that isn't all. If you look down in the bottom of the canyon, you'll see what's left of a horse, a buggy, and a man. Come on, we may be too late. Easy now, Poco. Better take Little Beaver's hand.
Me help him. Maybe more better if me not Little Squaw. Me big mountain goat.
A vote. Jim Cody.
That's too bad. That man your friend we came to see.
That's right, Little Beaver. Apparently, whatever the trouble was he wrote about blew up in his face.
Looking more like accident than someone getting him.
That's the way it's supposed to look, all right.
Look, here come another man.
Down there. Need some help?
It's too late for help now.
Now, what happened? You run into...
Oh, the old gent had an accident, eh?
Yes, I'm afraid so.
Why, it's Jim Cody.
Do you know him?
Know him. Jim's been my neighbor for years. I'm Reese Craven, mister, own the Half Moon Ranch.
Howdy, Craven. My name's Ryder. Red Ryder.
Well, can't say I haven't heard about you. Heard Cody talk about you often.
Have you any idea what all this trouble was he wrote me about?
Trouble? No, unless Jim was getting a little old and nervous.
Why, even at his age, Jim Cody could outshoot and outride most youngsters. Anybody who thinks he might have gotten nervous either doesn't understand human nature or doesn't want to.
Maybe you're the one who doesn't understand human nature. We don't hanker after strangers up here. Strangers who come in talking about things they don't know nothing about.
I see what you mean. But I've got an idea that I'll know a lot more about why Jim Cody had this accident that might be healthy for some of the people around here who don't hanker after strangers.
You wouldn't be meaning me, would you?
I might. Why?
Red Rider! Him going for a gun!
Can't let go of it. Drop that gun, Craven. Gonna blow you right out of this canyon.
Oh, are you? Now, instead of blowing me out of this canyon, supposing you start hightailing it out of here before I get any notions about blasting you out with my .44.
Ryder, since this trouble you want, you're going to get more than you ever heard of.
Come on, Little Beaver. If you'll give me a hand, I'd like to get Jim back to his ranch, then find out what this trouble is that's going on around here.
It sure ain't working out the way we thought it would, Race.
What of it? Just because that red-headed tinhorn came barging in here ain't going to stop me.
I hope you're right. Because without getting control of Cody's ranch, this water grab of yours don't mean a thing.
I'll get control of it, don't you ever worry.
How do you figure?
Because with him dead, all I gotta do is buy it from the county.
Well, how do you know the old man didn't leave it to someone?
What?
Yeah, seems to me I remember hearing once that he had a daughter who lived in Chicago or somewhere.
Where'd you ever hear that?
Oh, how do I know? But I heard it all right.
Well, there's one way of taking care of that. Cody kept a safe in his bedroom. If he left a will or anything like that, the papers would be in the safe.
Yeah, that's right. You know how much trouble I have opening safes.
Get outside and hit your horse. I want that safe cleaned out before Ryder has a chance to think about it. And if he gets in your way, Blinky, nothing would suit me better than making Cody's funeral a double one.
Two youngsters must be kind of tired after that long ride today and all the excitement that went with it.
Me tired, all right. But don't know where to sleep here in Mr. Cody's house.
Well, there are plenty of rooms. All we have to do is pick out a comfortable one for you. Come on, we'll do a little looking around.
Fred Ryder, look 'em! Man, it's safe!
Stand up, mister, and reach.
Why?
said reach, I didn't mean for your gun.
Who are you? What's your idea of breaking in here like this?
Seems to me if there was any breaking in, you're the one who did it.
You're crazy. I was just opening the safe to take some of Cody's papers down at the sheriff's office.
Yeah? Well, supposing we look at those papers first. I'll take those, mister.
You're taking nothing.
I said I'm taking those papers.
Here's all you're gonna take.
You're a glutton for punishment.
Suck him good, Red Rider.
Well, that makes it unanimous. And here's my vote. Those papers must be pretty valuable for a man to take that kind of a beating to keep them. Well, I never knew that.
You never knew him what, Red Rider?
Jim Cody has a grandson living in Chicago. Well, we'd better get out of here and down to the telegraph office. The first thing we've got to do is wire that grandson and see that he gets here to take care of the ranch while there's still a ranch left to take care of.
Hey, Reese. Reese, come here a minute, will you?
Well, Blinky, you take care of it.
I sure did. When that train from Chicago arrives, there's going to be a lot of people around here awful surprised.
Well, there better be. Because if there's any slip-up this time, I'm going to start cutting a few new notches in my gun. One of them for Ryder, and the other for you.
How soon coming train, Red Rider?
Should be here any time, little Poco. That cloud of smoke down beyond the bend is the engine, even though you can't see it.
Me, plenty excitement.
Say, I never thought of it, but this'll be the first train you've ever seen.
Poco got lot on him. She no like a me.
Oh, no, of course not. You're a regular man about town.
Oh, hit me here on train. Choo, 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 choo. Red Rider, what you think them grandson of Mr. Cody going to look like?
Well, how do I know? Probably a little boy just like you. Well, here's the train. We won't have to wait long to find out.
Red Rider, look him. Little boy getting off with man.
With a man? Yeah, that's strange. Come on, let's find out about this. Excuse me, but is this youngster's name Gene?
Huh? My name's Gene Hartley. It's my son, Jim.
You're Hartley?
What's the matter? Do I look like a fake?
Oh, gosh, no, but you'll have to excuse me, Mr. Hartley. We've sort of been expecting a youngster, not a full-grown man.
Well, you're getting both. You're Red Rider, I take it.
That's right. Now, if you let me help you with your bags, we better get up to the ranch and do a lot of talking. You know, you're stepping into a pile of trouble. Before the week is out, this whole valley may be nothing but gun smoke and hot lead.
We return to the adventures of Red Rider in just a moment. In an unselfish attempt to save the impoverished settlers behind the hills of the late Jim Cody's ranch from paying a fabulous price for their water, Red and Little Beaver have lingered on in Mesa. And as we rejoin them, they're in the parlor of Cody's ranch house, talking to his erstwhile grandson.
Of course, I appreciate all you've done, Ryder. All you're trying to do for both my son and myself. But my whole interest in this ranch is purely a financial one.
I see.
Not being a Westerner, I'm afraid I can't have much sympathy for the so-called poor settlers on the other side of the hill. I can see no reason why, if I join this combine to dam up the water and then sell it to them, I shouldn't do it.
You put me in an embarrassing spot, Hartley. Here I am with these two little partners of mine, guests in the house you've inherited. But I can't just sit by and see the homesteaders squeezed dry just for the few miserable dollars you or anybody else might make out of them.
Now, that's a very altruistic speech, Ryder. But it leaves me perfectly cold.
If it leaves you cold, it must be because your blood is the same way.
Now, see
now,
here.
Now, never mind. I'll save you the trouble. If you want to be the cause of fights and bloodshed, go ahead. Little Beaver, Poco, and myself would be only too happy to pack up and get out. But I'm warning you. Block off that water, and those settlers are not going to sit by and take it. Oh, Thunder,
ooh,
easy, boy.
Ooh. Why we stop them here, Red Rider?
Because this is where we're going to spend the next few days.
Mm.
Just off Mr. Hartley's ranch, but close enough to it to find out just what's going on.
Aren't you hoping to find out?
I wish I knew. But the whole thing looks and sounds so fishy, I can't believe a grandson of Jim Cody's would be as miserly and as mean as Hartley is.
Mr. Hartley's little boy, him very different from father. Him cute. Him much fun.
Yeah. You stay him away from Hartley boy, Poco. Your father no good, probably boy no good either.
Well, now, that's not very sporting of you, little beaver. Any man worth his salt would be mighty proud to have a little competition.
Yeah. If Hartley boy try pull him funny trick, me take care of him. Good.
You pick and fight with Jim Hartley, we never talk to you again.
Time. We've got more important things to do right now than let the green-eyed monster get in our way. And if I knew Jim Cody and the blood that flowed through his veins, we're going to find us a mess of trouble before this thing is settled.
Bixby, I'll hand it to you.
Now, look, Craven, you keep on calling me Bixby instead of Hartley, and you're going to let that cat out of that bag.
You're right. I got to be careful. Well, now that you got rid of Ryder, how are you making out with that kid?
Just relax. Give me a little time. Kid's scared. Who wouldn't be? Having some stranger practically kidnap him on the train and then try to force him to sign papers he doesn't understand.
We haven't got much more time. If we don't get that water dammed off, them nesters will have all they need for the whole season.
Well, I'm doing my best. I think if I have another talk with the kid, he'll probably put his John Hancock on the paper without any trouble.
He'd better, because I'm not letting no little button like Cody's grandson stop me from making a cleanup. Get over to your place and bring that kid back here. I got ways of taking care of kids that never fail.
Either of you want any more bacon?
Me
got him enough, thank you.
Me too, but... Oh, look him. Here come little Jim Hartley, other side of fence.
What do you want stick him nose in here for?
Now look, little beaver. You act like a little gentleman or else.
Hello, Jim. Come on over.
Hello, little Poco. What are you doing camping out here?
Howdy, Jim. How is it that they let you wander away from the ranch house?
They didn't let me. I sneaked out.
Me glad.
You listen to me, Jim. You know I'm what's good for you. You go back to ranch house. Quick.
Think you can make me?
You betcha.
Here, you two phantom roosters. Now cut it out. Oh, that's better. Little beaver, you put out your hand and apologize to Jim.
What for you got to come butt him in, huh?
I got just as much right. Uh-oh, here comes trouble.
It's Hartley riding up.
Jim, I'm here. This is you, Ryder. I thought I told you to clean out of here.
I'm off your ranch, and that's just as far as your authority goes.
Jim, did you hear me? I told you to come here.
I'm not going to.
I'll say you will, you little...
Boy, that's the kind of a man you are, Hartley. Picking on children, huh? Would you be interested in someone more your size?
Now, that's one invitation I'm accepting.
And this is only a sample of what you'll get if you try to bottle up that water.
Yeah, well, I got a few samples myself.
If you left Chicago to get a rest, here it comes.
Red Ryder, Hartley got him.
All right, Hartley. Now get up and move before I forget your grandfather was a friend of mine.
Don't let him take little Jim.
There's not much we can do about that, little Pogo. If Hartley is Jim's father, well, he's got to do as he says.
Get on that horse and stay there, or else you get the lesson you'll never forget. Get up! Get!
Ned Ryder.
Yes?
Me think there's something awful wrong there. Hartley no act him like him, Jim's father. Jim, him no coward. Him sail him right into me like regular he-man.
It's just what I was thinking, little beaver. I'm starting to smell a rat, and in this case, I think I know who the rat is.
Are you going to cut out that balling and sign that paper, kid?
No, I'm not.
You want another walloping?
Go on, wallop me all you want, but I'm not going to sign any papers.
You wouldn't want your mother to get hurt, would you?
My mother?
You heard me. You sign that paper, you'll never see her again.
All right, I'll sign it.
Now you're making sense.
That does it. Now the only thing left is to dam up that water before it's too late. Hartley, take that kid into the back bedroom and lock him up. I want to make sure where he is until this scrap's over.
Thank you.
Little Jim. You in here?
Who's that?
It's Ryder, Jim. Are you all right?
What are you doing here?
I came to take care of you. Now, Jim, I want you to tell me the truth. Is this man who says his name is Hartley your father? Now, Jim, you've got to tell us.
I can't tell you anything.
Well, I was hoping Craven hadn't scared you so much that you wouldn't talk. But since everything hangs on that, you're going to have to come with us.
I can't. I've got to stay here, Mr. Ryder.
Now, don't worry. I'm going to leave Little Beaver here in your place. All right, come on, Little Beaver. You and Jim change clothes and make it fast. We may be too late even now.
Well, that's the truth, Mr. Ryder. And if anything ever happens to my mother...
Now, don't you worry about that. Because if this works out the way I hope it will, there won't be any of that gang left to do any hurting.
But what about the paper I signed?
Well, that's the bad part of it. With that paper in his hands, Craven can block off that water and start a range war that'll mean dozens of lives before we can prove that he forced you to make the deal.
But what we do about Little Beaver when they find out him in Jim's bed?
Poco, you know the way into town from here, don't you?
You betcha.
Well, I'm going to write a note for the sheriff and give it to you. Then I want you and Jim to ride double on your horse and make tracks for his office. Do whatever you can to make him hurry. I'll do what I can with the few minutes that are left. Now, scoot.
Why, you sneaking little engine, I ought to fill you full of lead and leave you right here.
You're no scare of me, Mr. Craven. Red Ryder take care of everything. You betcha.
This thing's got me worried, Race. Ryder must have been here in this house when he stole the kid right out from under our noses.
Don't be a fool. He's like a lot of those smart gents. He's forced his luck once too often. Now we've got him just where we want him.
That's what you think.
What do you mean, Race? We got him where we want him.
Did you ever hear of a charge called kidnapping? They hang men for that in this state.
Kidnapping?
Yeah.
That's a laugh. The great Red Ryder on his way to the gallows with the state's approval.
I wish I could see his face when he finds out.
Well, take a good look, Craven, and you too, Hartley.
How did you get in here?
Who cares how he got in, just so long as he's here?
Get over by the door, Little Beaver, because we'll be leaving here very soon.
What makes you think you are?
Remember what I told you about the settlers blowing this valley wide open if you ever bottle up their water?
That's not going to get you out of swinging for kidnapping.
I'm afraid it will, and everyone in this room along with it.
What do you mean?
I did all I could to stop them. But the settlers are up at the head of Groundhog Gorge now, setting powder under the dam you put up. And when it goes off, there'll be a million tons of water rushing down this valley and clearing everything in its way.
I don't know what you're up to, but that's a lie if I ever heard one.
I'm afraid it's the truth, and it won't be long before you'll hear the proof of it. There. Hear that? They blew it sooner than I expected. In 5 minutes from now, there won't be a living thing left in this valley.
I'm getting out of here.
There's no use trying to run away from it. Now, Race, our numbers are up, and you know it.
You got me into this, Craven. You got me mixed up with that grandson of Cody.
Shut up, you fool!
Yeah. No, go right on talking, because when you meet St. Peter in a few minutes from now, it'll be better to have it all off your conscience.
I'm not Cody's grandson. The kid is. Craven killed the old man, and he hired me to pose
as the... I'll fix you for that, you...
You... Oh. Watch that door, Little Beaver. This is one scrap I can't keep out of.
And you...
Drop that gun, Race. Now that you've dropped your gun, supposing I drop you... All right, Little Beaver. You heard Hartley's confession.
You betcha I heard him.
And when the sheriff gets here, that's all we'll need to make jailbirds out of these vultures for the rest of their lives.
Me still no can figure him out, Red Ryder. Who make him that big explosion up in hills?
The sheriff and his posse. You see, I scribbled him a note telling him what I was up to and asked that he set off some powder to make my story look good.
Oh, when my mommy gets here, she'll bake you the biggest apple pie you ever had and the best. You've sure been a swell friend, Mr. Ryder.
How about it, Little Poco? Are we going to come back and spend a few days with Jim and his mother?
You betcha. Me think I'm Jim mighty fine boy.
And what about you, Little Beaver?
Me think I'm so, too. Now, me got him little white pal. Can teach him hunt and fish when get him vacation from school.
Say, talking about school, isn't it time we started back for Painted Valley?
Yeah, you betcha. Get him up, Papoose. Get along. Get!
So long, Jim. Remind your mother about that apple pie. All right, head for home, Thunder. Let's get rolling. Come on, Thunder.
¶¶
Don't miss the next exciting episode of Red Rider.